Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, frolic.
It's coming on, but slowly.
High on a mountain, yeah, western Montana. A silhouette moves across.
Do you hear me?
The cinnamon sky.
Okay. Frank, do you hear me?
Quiet!
On a horse he called
music.
A song on his horse. And a tear in his eye.
It's not working. I don't know why.
And he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him. How he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, and ooh, he made some sigh. He rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
He rode the music, Boston to Bozeman, for not too much money, way too much ride. But those were the days when a horse he called music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky.
Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by.
Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories. He used to ride,
and he sang, ooh, to the lady.
Ooh, they damn near lay down and die.
Now he rides away on a horse he called music,
with a pain in his heart. Here in his eyes.
High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky,
marking the place where a horse he called music
lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
Yeah, that song always reminds me of the guide dog Milton. A horrible thing will happen to him. This is the Inner Sight Frolic around the world. And we're going to tell you tonight about the car service center. Keep bugging me. All right. Mm-hmm. Louis will be here later, hopefully.
He's on.
And engineer,
oh,
where are you? Put the Lauren Hardy. Lauren Hardy.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, comment. Whoa, I didn't think you were ready yet. Okay, hold on.
All right, Inner Sight Frolic.
It's coming up. It's waiting.
2138. Do it without talking. Phone number here, 213-816-1650 on the Frolic. And, here we go. What's the matter with you? I don't know. I'm just in a rut. A rut? Well, you look like a mutt. Well, why are you in such a rut, Bobby? What's going on with you? Maybe you need to go to one of those shrinking heads. You mean a head shrink? Well, that's what I call it, what it is. Head shrinker, shrinking head, same thing. I'm not going to those people. All they do is give you drugs and make money on it. Well, what are you going to do about it? I don't know. Say, I got an idea. Maybe if you had a girlfriend, to cheer you up. Girlfriend to cheer me up. Now, where am I going to get that? Well, I don't know, but I knew a friend of mine, went to a place called the Love Club. The Love Club? That's right. I can take you there and introduce you to my friend who's the owner of the Love Club. Now, come on. Now, make sure you put on a nice, clean shirt and look presentable. Well, they're going to take you a picture. My picture. Yeah, so they could show it to the girl. Come on, now. I don't know about this. Don't worry. The Love Club is plenty funny, and you'll have a lot of fun. Just come on. Now, here we are. Now, let me introduce you to my friend, see? Oh, Harry. What do you mean, oh, Harry? I thought my name was O. Henry. Oh, Henry is... No, that's not my name. That's a candy bar. This fellow looks like he's plenty of candy bar. Oh, this is my friend, Oliver Hardy. Oliver Hardy. How do you do, Oliver Hardy? Well, I'm fine. Thank you. Is this place licensed? Well, of course we're licensed. What do you think we do? Go around picking up girls without being licensed? They're picking up girls? Come listen to him. He's a little weird, but he's old Henry. Oh, Henry, will you cut that? Now, what can I do for you? My friend, he's in a rut. He feels like he's down in a hole and he can't get out. Well, Why don't you just throw some dirt over them and you won't have to worry about it. Throw some dirt. No, I don't want to throw any dirt over him. I want to get him out of the rut. Oh, you do, huh? What kind of a girl are you looking for? One of those nice looking ones, you know, with not too much blubber on them. And please, Ollie, don't call it blubber. That's pleasingly plump. Pleasingly plumper. Whatever you just a nice, quiet girl who likes to laugh a lot. Oh, yeah. Well, I think I've got just the one for you. Oh, Mabel, come out here. Yeah, what do you want? I want to introduce you to this nice fellow, Oliver Hardy. Which one is he, the fat one or the skinny one? Well, that's me, mister. Oliver Hardy. Oh, yeah? Well, listen, if you think I'm going to go out to eat with you, you're going to sit there and eat and I get nothing, you're crazy. This fellow looks like he gets plenty of late snacks. Well, what do you think of her? She seems like a nice girl, but she's a little rough around the edges. Oh, don't worry about that. Here's a can of shaving cream. Just give her a little shave and she'll be all right. A little shave? Wait a minute. Have you got anybody else, Ollie? Well, let's see. Let me go down the list. What does that mean? I don't know. I heard some do it in church. Hominy, that means you want a sandwich with mayonnaise, doesn't it? Well, you cut. Now, we got one more available. And she's very sweet and adorable. I ought to know because she's my ex-wife. Your ex-wife? You mean, well, she needed a job, so I gave it to her. Peggy, darling, would you mind coming in here?
What do you want now? I told you don't ever bother me with these stupid men. And the fat one looks like he's going to kill somebody. God.
Now, Peggy, now take it easy now. He's a customer, and we're trying to please the customer. Oh, by the way, have you got the $25? $25? He hasn't got 25. He hasn't even got 25 cents.
I told you he was a cheap, no-good bum when he walked in here. He looked like one. He'll eat out of house and home and go home and have dinner. Get him out of here. Woo!
All right. Don't ever go to Love Club. That's the lesson on that one. Love Club. Well, if you go to Love Club, make sure you get some love and you bring a club with you so you can salt them over the head in case you don't get the love. All right, Inner Sight, Frolic. Louie will be here later, hopefully, if he remembers.
He was on just a little while ago.
Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. 631-286-0444. Catering and all that. You know, good food over there. Shelby's Kitchen. And you can see great, beautiful presence of Milton when you go in there. All right, let's see. We're brought to you by Third Eye Insight. Everybody needs a third eye. Mm-hmm. Make it an insight. I couldn't see if I had a fifth eye. Anyway. 631-445-3646. Devin Fernandez. And no, you don't have to talk Spanish. Devin understands English. They're native. Will you shut up? Get him out of here. How'd you get in here anyway? I come through the back door, you know. I don't want the police here to see me. Get out of here. All right. Inner Sight brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. I want to say hello to my new friend, Andrea, who wants to help Inner Sight. Thank you very much. Andrea has a disabled child. All right. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. October 13th, self-advocacy group. If you want to go over there and you become a self-advocate and it doesn't work, make sure you get a license for a gun. No, don't do that. Will you stop? Tell them to do that. What's wrong with you? Well, if you can't get a gun, get a Bowie knife. Will you? Don't listen to him. He's a maniac. All right. Self-advocacy, October 13th. Joe's going to kill me. October 13th. And then a week after that is when all the nursing homes will close.
I hope so.
On the 20th with our news conference. When they see that, forget it. They're gone. All right.
So.
That'll be it. That'll be it, Silo, October 13th.
All
from
right.
11 to 2. Phone number 631-880-7929. Check the website for details. All right, what else? Nobody stop them.
I'm sorry.
Get that
I don't
away.
Know how that came
Nobody.
Out. All right.
Sounds better now than it did before. It was horrible before.
Yeah, no.
All right.
It was giving me a headache.
Nobody stops on Long Island. Gary, 631-484-3085. And since you saw, why don't you run that song again? It sounded horrible before. Let's see if we can make up for it.
Yeah.
Willie and
high on a mountain in western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. Dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, and ooh, he made some sigh. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride.
Those were the days when a horse she called music jumped through the moon, sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called memories that she used to ride. And he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky, marking the place where a horse he called music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
Dedicated to Milton the guide dog. And by the way, if you need food for your horse, call Gary. 231-484-3085. And if he won't give you the food for your horse, get on the horse and ride it over there. All right, Inner Sight, Louie coming up.
Yep.
Yeah. And the story about the car service center, the scamming. The scammingness of that story. We'll have that coming up. And whatever else. Give me some honeymoon of music. You got any honeymoon
okay.
of music?
Yeah, just give me a minute to pull it up.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the office number.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is we haven't got an office. But anyway.
Sounds good. I got the honeymooners now.
We operate from behind a bunch of camouflage trees. Well, that's because you don't want them to know where you are. That's it. Inner sight is out of sight. You got that out. Now, you know, don't keep it a secret. Just give that Inner Sight number out again. All right, 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight number.
I have a honeymoon.
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah, put it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
pizza, Ralph. I don't need that pizza. I'm on a diet. I got a salad. Everything in this salad is good for something. Carrots for your eyes, beets for your blood, lettuce for your teeth, tomatoes for your health. Poor little old pizza ain't good for nothing. Will you stop waving that thing? Want a piece of pizza? Yeah. All right. Would you like a teensy-weensy piece or an itsy-bitsy piece? Would you just give me a piece? All right. Ralph, would you happen to have a scissors on you? I don't have. What do you think I am, Jack the Ripper? Walk around with a scissor? What are you, crazy? Well, never mind. I'll just cut it up. Gee. Well, that's all you said. You want a teensy-weensy piece. Well, what are you on a diet for anyway? I'm going to enter a beauty contest.
What?
Beauty contest. There you are. I got it out of the American Teen magazine. Here it is right here. You have it all, beauty. Wait a minute, Ralph. Let me see that ad there. You have it all, beauty. Well, there's one thing. You sure do have it all. Oh, shut up. Now, this beauty contest, you can win $100, see? Ralph, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, you look at some of these guys here. Boy, they look like they're in great shape, muscles and everything, working out, wrestlers. Look at this guy. Boy, that looks like Rocky Marciano. I don't care who it is. I'm going to enter. Well, now listen, Ralph. Listen to me, Steve. Now, when you go down there, just say to him, listen, I'm very shy. I can't take any of my clothes off. What? That's right. And if they try to question you and you know, tell you that you have to take your clothes off, that the only way we can judge body, you just tell them, well, I can't do it. I have a fatal disease, and it's very contagious. Oh, shut up. Stupid. I don't mind taking my shirt off and all that. Well, you take the shirt off, but you better not go any further, because that'll be it. Shut up. Stop. Now, listen, I'm going down there. Wait a minute, Ralph. I got another idea. You're going to go down there. You're going to need a manager, see? Somebody who knows their way around in the theatrics of the obligation of the Hollywood scene, which is motivated by the interaction of the filmist industry. What are you talking about? I don't know. I saw that on You Bet Your Life. Bet Your Life. Rob, I volunteer to go with you. You don't have to pay me unless you lose. Yeah. All right, Norton, go. But just leave me alone. All right. All right. All right, men, line up. Strip to the waist. wait a minute, Ralph. Let me hold your coat. Just in case it's too much for you, I can throw the coat right over you. It will cover your whole body. Would you shut up?
I can imagine this.
pardon me, sir, but I think you want to be across the hall in the weight-watching room. What? I'm not here for the weight watching room. I'm here for the beauty contest. I have it all. Well, that's one thing you're right about, sir. You have it all and more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even he admits I got it all. Ralph, just take it easy now. And all right. Strip down, boys. drop your pants. Sir, pardon me, I'm Mr. Norton, I'm Mr. Crandon's theatrical manager, And at this time, he cannot drop his pants. What do you mean he can't drop his pants? Why not? Well, because if he drops his pants, he'll never be able to get him up again. Woo! Oh, man, imagine that. Imagine Ralph. He'll never be able to get him up again. In other words, no more to wear these little pants. Don't respect me the penny. All right, in a second. The You Have It All Beauty Podcast.
Oh, yes.
They should have had
all
something
then
like
some.
They should have had something like that on the honeymoons. It would have been funny.
It so would have. They usually did, like, wow, certain things that, you know, weren't sort of written down. They were pretty good.
All right. In a sight, Louis will be here if we can find him. and, you know, we all get these calls, you know. The government doesn't do a damn thing about it.
No, they don't.
They just let it happen. So, I get this call today, and I got the idea for the skit, see. I get this call from this guy, and he says, I'm with the Vehicle Service Center. And I said, please, I said, just hold on. Don't go away, because I need to talk to you. I'm very disgruntled. Oh, you're disgruntled? Yeah, I'm very disgruntled over my vehicle, see, because tomorrow, at break of dawn, you know, I got to get up 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm a farmer, see. Tomorrow, at the break of dawn, I got to put 2,000 chickens in my car.
2,000 chickens.
Why you need so many chickens? You're stupid. No, sir, I ain't stupid. I'm a farmer. I'm taking them to the farm. I'm taking them to the market, and hope they're gonna lay 4,000 eggs along the way. 4,000 eggs in the car.
Oh boy.
The car. Yeah, that's right. Nice and convenient for me to just pick them right up and you know, if I get mad and the market don't buy my eggs, I just start throwing on some bitch. I mean, pardon me. 2,000 chicken. Yeah, it's a good thing my wife ain't coming with me, because she would drive me crazy. why she drive you crazy? Why? Because all she do is sit there the whole time and go, buck, 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 buck. I said, Bertha, shut up. Before I put you out on the road with a chicken. Buck, 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 buck. And then you can say, why did the chicken cross the road, you moron? Shut up. Buck, 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 buck. Stop cursing me, you idiot. And the 2,000 chickens started pucking too. They were and I'm trying to drive this here car at the same time, trying to get them to lay eggs. You ain't seen nothing yet, do you? Until you've been in this situation, folks. Now, sir, what can you do to service my car under these circumstances? I can fix your clutch so you don't have to do too much. Fix my clutch, which I don't have to do. Well, what about my chicken? Then the chicken, fuck your chicken. I mean,
such a funny one.
No, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, that one sounds very, very energetic.
Energetic.
Not a chicken, you dumbass. That's my wife.
Oh.
Why don't you sell her instead? We'll make more money.
Louis here, by the way.
Well, now listen, please, sir. You got it. You're the service center for the vehicle. I got 2,000 chickens. I gotta get them to the market with the eggs. And what can you do for me? I get to a seeing eye dog.
Oh, Frank.
What? What's that got to do with it? In case the chicken get away, the dog can go and chase them. Hey, you stupid moron. You're so stupid, Annie. Annie acid, I don't even drive, you moron. Get out of here. Woo! 2,000 chickens.
That's a lot of chickens.
In the car. Imagine 2,000 chickens in your car.
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
they'd be pooping all over the place. I don't want that.
Your shoulders and everything. Oh, man. And your wife going, fuck, 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 fuck.
That's true.
All right, in a side. Now, don't try any of this at home. Remember, that's our disclaimer. Leave those chickens alone.
That's right.
All right, in a side, Louis coming on, I think.
Yeah, he's here. He's waiting.
All right. 213-816-1650. Don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the beautiful children. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And let's see. Oh, I got to thank the Big East, the Cedar Rescue. Let's see. They sent me half a dozen cases of food today. For my guide dog. And they are natural. Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Cedar Rescue at Verizon.net. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita.
Yeah.
All right. The Burgers. And ladies and gentlemen. Or as Milton Freud say, ladies and charms, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the great, the phlebotomist, the phlebotomated, the aggravated, the incomparable, and the outcomparable, and the outer, and the outcast of outcast, and the inner bully. Here he is, Louis Rivera.
Here he comes. Okay.
Hello, Liz. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne.
Yeah. Hey, Louis.
Hey, what's going on? Everybody's laughing on a Friday night. What's the matter, Frey? What's going on here?
Well, we have 2,000 chickens in here.
Yeah. And they're being pushed in the car right now.
What about 4,000 chickens?
That's it, 4,000.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, did you ever chase a chicken?
I can't chase a chicken. I wish I'm Rocky Balboa to catch that chicken.
You know when people train the box, when they're going to box, that one of the things they have them do is chase a chicken. Do you know that?
No. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. That keeps you in good shape.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Runs every which way, man.
I know.
All right. In the side, Louis Rivera. Hey.
Here he is.
The one and only on Friday night on Blog Talk Radio. How are
you? Good, how are you?
Marlon Brando. Shut up. Marlon Brando.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. My name is Marlon Brando, I play Vito Corleone in The Godfather. If you want to make a request, call the Interstate Block Talk Radio, of course.
Hey, you want to buy 2,000 chickens? I mean, 4,000 chickens?
Vito Corleone wants spaghetti and meatballs, not no chickens.
Well, you can make a lot of soup with that.
Mm-hmm. No, well, you're not going to someone lay an egg or something.
Yeah, there's got plenty of eggs. Will you cut that out? Hey, look, let me ask you another question. Yeah. What would you do if you're married to a girl and every time you said something to her, she'd go, what'd you say to her, Lou?
Yeah.
What would you say to her?
I gotta go milk the cow.
You gotta go milk the cow? That's a good one, Lou.
Milk the cow.
Milk the cow is right. Because
before I milk the cow, I gotta use my glove. Glove,
oh, yeah,
bucket, and a seat that I can sit on and say I can milk it.
Whatever you milk do, don't kick the bucket, especially if it's full of milk.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, cow, don't look at me like that. Put your foot down, will you?
All right, put your foot down. Hey, hey, Lou, did you ever ride a horse?
If I'm an urban cowboy.
Yeah. Never rode a horse?
Yeah, I went to go on a competition ride on a saddle. You got a prize.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, where's that? Where do you go for that? You got to get a prize competition riding a horse?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Yeah, that's right. You got to milk the cow, and I'm not drinking it. You got to be pasteurized.
Oh, you got it. You got to, what'd you say you got to be, what, pasteurized?
Pasteurized the
milk.
Of
course. Yeah.
Yeah, pasteurized the milk, you know. I want to go near a cow. I thought that cow went,
exactly.
Some people drink that milk raw. They don't pasteurize.
Ooh, no. Uh-uh.
Not sure. Raw milk is the best. But you gotta
it is.
Sure you take care of the cat. Hey, what is that? A bird?
No, the cow taking a leak.
Cow.
Oh, that was
taking a leak. Louis, you know you're funny.
All right.
The cow taking a leak when they make on the cow, you know, touching wee.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Louis, I know you know what's a good business? Selling cow dump.
Yeah.
Huh?
You sell that to the garden people, the people who need fertilizer. See?
Mm.
Yeah.
How do you get the cow dump into the back of the truck?
I can't carry a cow. I got need a forklift to carry the cow, and I melt the cow. I put the glove on and I went.
Yeah, but what if you got a barrel cow dump? How do you get it in the truck?
I thought that. Like I tell you, the cow was taking a leak. I thought the cow was taking a leak. I thought it was milk.
The cow can take it or leave it.
Leak. I mean, like milk, like taking a leak.
That's it. Hey, dude, you know any cow songs?
It's
a good cow song.
Yeah.
What was that cow song? Well, I used to know when I was a kid.
I don't remember.
Hey, Frank, let me ask you a question. Want me to go to a to a toy store. I got to find a CNC toy. I got to find it in a store.
A toy? What?
CNC toy.
Okay.
What's that? Pull the string.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like a puppet?
No. Do you hear the, listen to this. Do you hear the frog?
I had one of those.
Those
I did.
Toys that make animal noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a doggy that make animal noises.
And the dog goes, buck, 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 buck,
buck. You know that.
Well, you got
what
one of those toys?
What about a cow? The cow goes, bark, meow. No, don't go moo. It's called meow.
Meow. Meow, Lou. That's a
cat. Meow.
No, it's not a cat. A cow goes, meow.
All right. Hey, Lou, you know that song? That the dog song by Patty Page made it. You know it?
Oh, really?
Lou?
Yeah.
What's it called? What's the name of it?
It's my, how much is that cow in the window?
That cow?
I found it a raggedy tail. How much is that cow in the window? And I take the bucket and go.
You hope that cow's for sale, moo moo.
Moo moo.
I want to take a trip to California.
I
want to
take a trip.
Yeah.
With that big cow. On my lap, mow, mow.
On your lap.
Well, I don't know where to put it.
Okay.
What am I going to do? Can't get back.
Hey, guys, on Sunday is my Louis Rivera Sr.'s birthday.
Ooh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Chubby, chubby,
oh, wow,
chubby.
Yeah.
Sorry.
October 1st.
Cupcake.
How old is Senior going to be?
92 years old.
92? 92. Wow,
yep.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
happy
I
birthday,
know.
That's
for Sunday.
Yeah.
What
tomorrow I'm going to my niece's fourth birthday party. Nephew of Ephraim. Ephraim's got a wife, got a new second child.
Oh wow, that's cool. That is great.
Hey, you're gonna take your father out on Sunday? You're gonna take him out?
No, I don't know yet. I don't know. We got have two things at the same time.
Take them to, I know where you can take them. Take them to the love clubs.
Love clubs? Oh, my.
No, not my father. Me. I go there.
Oh, you
oh,
do?
You,
okay.
Louis is going to go to the love club.
Yeah.
And find the right girl.
Connie and Chrissy know Louis.
What?
Connie and Chrissy know you.
No, when is this?
When is that? Recent, a few, I would say a few months ago. It's not too far away.
849 New York. Mad, not mad or glad. Well, we are mad or glad, but frolic. Hey, Louie.
Wow.
When you go down to the love club, don't forget to dress nice. Put on a lot of cologne, see?
Oh, no.
They like the smell of it.
Oh, yeah.
The smell of it.
Oh, geez.
Who said that in the comedy? Some guy or some skit or something. I don't remember. The guy kept going, oh, the smell of it. Who was that?
Yeah,
yes,
that's
Benny
right.
Hill.
Huh?
Who was it, Lou?
Why, what's that?
Who was the guy who kept saying? Shut up. Who was the guy who said, oh, the smell of it, all the time?
I don't know.
You don't remember that? I remember that line, but I can't remember who said it.
Hey, Connie and Chrissy, I hope you're listening. Louis Rivera on a Friday night for Connie and Chrissy. I hope you're listening. I can hear it through computer. I can listen to Connie and Chrissy on that line. They say, hi, Connie and Chrissy. This is Louis Rivera from the Folly for the Love Drops.
There you go.
Connie and Chrissy, oh, the smell of them. Get them out of here. I can't stand them.
Yeah.
All right, Lou. Give us a little song before you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good song? Yeah.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. We'll twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. Leave us alone. One hour every day we sing. On early morning, sing a song. Cleany, glad, gloopy, leeby, labby, noopy, la, 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 lo, lo. Dabby, soobie, sabba, nooby, dooby, labba, earlier to sing a song.
Oh, the smell of it. Fuck, 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 will you? Get her out of here.
Yeah.
Smell of it.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, Frank. My name is Suzanne. And welcome to Frolics on Inner Sight. Hello. My name is Suzanne, and I'm talking to Love Drops Louis Rivera. I'm disguising as Suzanne with a shade glasses and a wig. I'm disguised as that lady.
For the smell of it, get out of here. Well, in a sight, and we've got to call the local police. We're trying to find out who put the dog shit on the roses. Will you shut up? Get him out of here.
Oh, gee. Hey, Frank, where do I get on that show at your studio? I'm going to have a lot of laughs. I'm going to do Rosanna, Dana. I'm going to interfere. I'm going to be disguised as Suzanne with the glasses and a wig. I'm going to be a Suzanne look-alike contest.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
How about Sweet Pepper Tweet contest?
That's best.
About Frank Torino look-alike contest.
Oh,
yeah.
My. He'd like that, yeah.
How about who looks like a dog more contest?
Getting all.
All right.
I trade dogs with you. I trade dogs? Well, I got you for your dog.
Oh, my.
Hey, hold it. If anybody knows out there the answer to this question, call in the site 1-3-8-1-6-1-6-5-0. Who put the dog
right.
on the roses? We want to know. We have to know. It's very important.
Yeah, it's part of the show.
All right, in the site. Thanks, Lou.
Hey, guys, have a good weekend. And Suzanne, I had a lot of laughs with you. I really love you very much.
Oh, I know that. You're really a good egg. You know that, Lou?
What?
You're a good egg. It means you're really better than a lot of people in the terms of loving somebody.
Okay.
Tell Louis Sr. happy birthday. Don't forget to tell him from Inner Sight.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Don't forget, you got caught. I have to go to the Inner Sight to the studio. I'm gonna crack everybody up about the Swab, and then Rosanna Diana, and then the Swab, and Pat Cooper in the bathroom, and all that stuff.
Crap up your funny bone.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, take care, you guys, and I really love you very much.
Oh, Lou, I love you too.
55.
Yep.
Take care.
Yeah. Take care.
Clear the board.
Yep.
Bye bye.
1 second.
All right. In sight, and I hope you had a little whack up fun. We'll try to get Denny again on next week. You know, Jimmy had to go back to school and. Tell you about that when we were kids.
He's
always in a bad mood. All right, clear the board, please.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So, let's see. I'm going to run down the... We're on every night, 8 to 9. Monday night, mad or glad. And you can call in and tell what you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday's open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday's the Nursing Home Show. Thursday's a different subject. And Friday's the Frolics.
Yay.
So that's the schedule on Inner Sight. And I want to thank all our friends, our listeners, everybody who donates to Inner Sight to keep it alive, keep it going. All right, one of our dreams. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Get rid of those horrible places.
I can't wait.
They'd even be better if they were haunted houses. Who cares?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Inner Sight. Around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. 631-224-3090. The email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening. And like we said, don't try any of this stuff at home. And whatever you do, don't try to get 4,000 chickens in your car.
No, won't work.
Probably dangerous. Because if you get into an accident, not only will you have scrambled eggs, you'll have fried chicken. All right, Inner Sight. Get out of here. Get out of here. Inner Sight. We'll see you. See you Monday on the Man of Glad. God willing. Inner Sight. Around the world. And glad you could join us for a little crazy fun. All right, here we go. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Goodbye.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everybody. Yahoo! That's right. Good night, everybody.